Welcome to this Intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an impact color lab with chopped vinyl character for jungle and old school D&B vibes. In this session, we're not just making one big hit and moving on. We're building a little family of impact sounds that can act like arrangement glue. Think drop markers, switch up cues, reverse pre-hits, and those slightly battered, emotional transition moments that make a fast D&B track feel alive instead of too grid perfect. The whole idea is to create something that feels like it came out of a dusty 1994 sample pack, but with modern control. So we want grit, wobble, chop timing, and a bit of instability, while still keeping the low end disciplined and the mix usable. Let's start by setting up the session in a clean, focused way. Create three tracks in Ableton. One MIDI track for the sound source, one audio track for resampling, and if you want, one group or return style processing path for shaping the printed versions together. This is going to be our little impact lab. On the MIDI track, load a simple source that can become a strong hit. Operator is a great choice if you want a clean sine-based thump with pitch movement. Wave Eatable can give you a sharper, more harmonically rich transient. Simpler works beautifully too, especially if you start with a short drum stab, percussion hit, or even a vinyl noise sample. For this lesson, the key is not perfection. We're not trying to make a hyper-real impact from scratch. We're creating raw material that we can resample and mutate. If you're using Operator, start with a sine wave and keep the amp envelope short. A tiny attack, a fairly quick decay, no sustain, and a short release will give you that punchy foundation. Add a quick downward pitch envelope too. That little pitch drop is one of the oldest tricks in the book. And for jungle or old-school D&B, it really helps the hit feel weighty and physical. If you're using simpler, pick a short sample with some attitude. Maybe a kick, a stab, or a dusty percussion hit. Trim it so you're catching the transient cleanly, and shorten the decay so it gets in and out fast. If the source is too bright, tame it with simpler's filter before you add anything else. Now let's give the sound some basic weight and edge. After the source, add saturator. You only need a little drive here, maybe a modest push rather than full destruction. The goal is to thicken the hit and bring out that battered, sample-era quality. Turn soft clip on if needed, and watch your output so you're not just making it louder by accident. Then use EQ8. If the source has weird sub-rumble below the useful range, clean that up. If the body feels boxy, dip a little in the low mids. If the transient needs more presence, a gentle lift in the upper mids can help it speak in a busy D&B arrangement. And that's a really important point here. In fast music, clarity matters more than raw loudness. At 170 plus BPM, the listener barely has time to process anything. So an impact needs a clear transient, a controlled body, and just enough tail to support the phrase without stepping on the kick and sub. Now comes the fun part, chopping and making it feel vinyl-worn. Duplicate your impact and move it into a rougher, more characterful zone. You can do this by slicing the audio into little pieces, or by resampling a few slightly different versions and editing them manually. Nudge one slice a little early, another a little late. Let one tiny fragment overlap. That imperfect timing creates the chop-trackered feeling that's so strong in old-school jungle. If you're working in arrangement view, try splitting the impact into transient and tail parts. Shift the tail by just a few milliseconds. Reverse a tiny fragment if you want that sucked-in pre-hit feeling. Even a small offset can completely change the attitude of the sound. Now add vinyl distortion, but keep it tasteful. We want dust and instability, not a parody of a scratch record. A little drive, a little tracing movement, maybe just enough lateral character to make the hit feel aged. If it starts sounding too obvious, back it off. Redux can also work nicely here if you want a rougher digital grime layer. Just keep it subtle. A tiny bit of downsampling or bit reduction can roughen the top in a really useful way, but too much will flatten the transient and make the hit feel cheap instead of gritty. At this stage, save two clear versions if you can, a cleaner impact and a chopped vinyl impact. Those two will become part of your palette for the arrangement. Now we get into the core workflow of the lesson. Resampling. Create an audio track and set it to resampling. Arm it, then play your source, while you tweak a few controls in real time. This is where the character gets committed to audio. Move the saturator drive a little. Tweak the filter. Change the amount of vinyl grit. Maybe shift the pitch slightly. Record 8 or 16 bars of little variations. Don't try to capture one perfect hit. Capture usable moments. This is one of those producer mindset things that matters a lot in D&B. Sometimes the best sound is not the one you designed on purpose, but the one that happened while you were performing the parameter changes. Once the resampling is recorded, cut out the best transients. Trim each hit cleanly, but don't be afraid to leave a little pre-roll if it helps the chopped feel. Then consolidate the useful parts into their own clips. If a hit feels a little flat after printing, try something simple before reaching for another plugin. Adjust the clip gain. Even a 1 to 3 dB move can change the way the transient hits the next processor. Also, if you print your resampled audio a little hotter than you think you need, and then trim it back after, you can often get a better battered sample edge. That extra saturation often feels more alive than trying to force it later in the chain. Now let's turn this into a small color lab. Build 4 practical variants from your printed material. First, a dry punch. This should be your clean, direct version, useful for downbeats and strong transitions. Second, a vinyl chop version. This one has the timing weirdness, the grit, and maybe a slightly narrower stereo image so it feels like it belongs to an old sampled break environment. Third, a dark impact. Low pass it or band limit it so it carries more weight in the low mids and less sparkle on top. This is great under a break or before the bass comes back in. Fourth, a reverse or suction version. This gives you a pre-drop cue or a lead-in into a new phrase. You can map controls if you're using an audio effect rack or instrument rack, but keep it simple. Map filter cutoff, drive, width, and maybe reverb send if you want a little lift. The point is not to build an overly complicated macro monster. The point is to make fast, usable choices when you're arranging. Next, let's talk about low-end support, because this is where live impacts go wrong in DNB. If your hit is fighting the kick or masking the sub, the drop will feel smaller, not bigger. So if you want a low support layer, duplicate the impact and low pass it. Focus it roughly in the thump zone, and keep it mono. You can use saturator or drum bus to add a little harmonic body, but keep it controlled. Use EQ8 if you need to. Cut the highs out of the low layer, and make sure it's not spreading wide in the stereo field. In this kind of music, mono low end is your friend. You want pressure, not a second bass line. A good rule of thumb here is, if the impact sounds huge on its own but weak in the track, shorten the tail before boosting anything else. In fast DNB, shorter often reads bigger. Now let's shape the whole thing with some drum bus style processing. Group the impact elements and send them through a bus with a little drum bus or glue compressor. You don't need much, just enough drive to glue the layers together and make it feel like one finished event. A little compression can help the chopped bit sit in the same world as the breaks and the bass stabs. After that, clean up any low mid bloom with EQ if needed. At this point, your impact should feel like a real part of the track, not just a random effect. Now comes arrangement, which is where the sound really proves its worth. Think of the impact like a phrase marker. In old school jungle and DNB, the best hits feel edited into the tune. They announce section changes, answer the drums, and help the track breathe. Try using the dry punch on the first beat of a 16-bar phrase. Then answer it with the chopped version a couple bars later. Use the reverse version right before a drop to create that sucking tension. You can also place a darker version under a break or during a switch-up, so the energy changes without needing a giant fill. Automate the filter, the distortion, the width, the reverb send, and the volume. You can even automate the sample start or pitch if you're using simpler. Small changes like that can make the impact feel like it's evolving with the track instead of just repeating. A really useful advanced trick is to create a 3-step transition language inside each phrase. Start with a distant or filtered preview, then hit with the main impact, then follow with a degraded or reversed reply. That kind of mini-story makes the track feel composed rather than pasted together. A few more coach notes here. If the transient feels flat after resampling, don't immediately overload the chain with more plugins. Try a hotter print first, then trim it back in the clip. And if the impact sounds massive in solo but weak in the mix, that usually means the tail is too long or the low end is too broad. Shorten it, narrow it, and it will often punch harder. Also, don't chase realism too hard. We're not trying to perfectly emulate a vinyl record. We're going for sample-era character with modern control. That's a big difference. You want the feeling of old hardware and chopped edits, but you still want a workflow you can repeat and control. If you want to push things darker and heavier, here are a few smart moves. Try a very short sub drop under the impact, kept mono and limited to the low range. That can add menace without turning into an actual bassline. Or use a tiny amount of frequency shifter on a top layer for a metallic edge. Very small amounts go a long way. You can also make a ghost impact layer, a quiet, band-limited copy placed a 16th or an 8th before the main hit. That creates a little pre-rattle feeling, which works really well in jungle-style transitions. Another strong option is to split the click from the body. Keep the click dry and sharp, Then process the body separately with filtering or distortion. That gives you way more control over how the impact sits with the kick and bass. And if you want a more damaged sample vibe, resample more than once. Move through a small chain of imperfections. Pitch movement, filter motion, a little warble, a touch of clipping. Print it again. Multiple generations of resampling are often what make a sound feel lived in. For arrangement, treat your impact family like punctuation.